Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Labor Day weekend to everybody. Summer's over. It's getting cooler. Things are changing. Where did it go? Well, hopefully a little bit of it went to detoxification, something I know might not be on your mind this weekend. However, Monday starts the regime, doesn't it? Back to a sense of, well, we're on our way to work. And that should, I hope, include some recognition of the importance of taking care of your health, in which case you might be thinking about a detox, in which case I want to remind you that this word means so much, it means very little. We have to get the definition of what we mean by the word detox. It's on the tip of everybody's tongue. But I want to, of course, as always, bring it to where the rubber hits the road. What is detox? How do you look at it? How do you take all these infinite number of detoxes out there and create some sort of health attack strategy? Well, you know my chant, you got to get educated, all right? Just that topical, basic, over-the-top understanding, the Cliff Note version, that's not my vote for you. So let's get a deeper understanding of what we mean by the word detox. First of all, if you were really going to lend more science to the word detox, you'd include it with another word, and it's called strengthen. Strengthen and detox. The Germans were the first that kind of coined this concept. Strengthen and detox. Strengthen and detox. Detox is in reciprocity with strengthen. So the classic mistake you see commonly is people walk into the detox camp and they can't even stand there, so weak. Meaning they're debilitated, they're weak. Whatever they are, they don't have the strength to handle the detox. And this, of course, is your perennial disaster. You see lots of this each year. You hear lots of it in the trenches. I started this detox. I was good by day 3. I wanted to go to the ER. I was so sick. Don't do that. And why wouldn't you? Because you're going to respect this notion. You have to be strong enough to detox. Well, how do you know who you are? Well, that comes down to one word, and that is proceed with vigilance. If you go into any detox, a kidney detox, a liver detox, a colon detox, a cardiovascular detox, the types of detoxes we promote through the skin and infrared saunas and Banya saunas, go slow. Don't be macho about it. Right there, common sense, as always, prevails. You can do a lot with a little bit of common sense. And so while the literature's filled with things, I mean, they caution you about everything in the literature. Don't do anything according to the conservative wisdom. Don't go into banyas. Don't do coffee enemas. They could kill you. I mean, this type of nonsense is everywhere. However, every detox from a coffee enema to using a banya sauna has to be done with vigilance. And that means just go slowly and listen to your body. If you can listen to your body, if you're not the type that can listen to your body, well, if you know my show or my shows, all 276, if you can't listen to your body, that's the first thing you're really learning to do. Really, more than anything, you're learning to listen to your body when you're doing any of these detoxes. That's number one point. Well, assuming you can listen to your body, assuming you move cautiously with vigilance, you're not going to get into a problem. If you're very old, if you're over Well, we shouldn't say that, right? Very old. But look, if you're up there, if you're past your seventh decade and you're not a spring chicken, proceed a little more cautiously. If you're very sick, if you've got a disease and you don't want to take the plank, you want to do something about it, you want to fight back, and you muster up the will to do it, proceed cautiously. All right. Now, I look at you like I want you to look at you. I, me, Dr. Medici, look at you like a bag of calcium oxalate, calcium hydroxyapatite, uric acid, the kind of plaque that we call fatty plaque in your brain, in your heart, in your arteries, calcific plaque. I look at you like a lot of biliary stenosis, a lot of biliary sand, a lot of sand in the kidney. I look at you like a bunch of plugged pores, constipation, constriction in the bowel, all sorts of mucoid plaques along the alimentary canal. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about a concept that says health is about a buildup of stuff. I just named the stuff. If you want to get scientific, if you want to get basic, just call it stuff. The stuff builds up and the stuff's got to come out. Now, if the stuff builds up and the stuff can't come out, then the stuff starts to stick to all parts and pieces and places and persons in your body. Again, a little common sense goes a long way. That makes sense. It's really what happens. We don't need huge institutions and trillion-dollar endowments to understand disease. We just need a little common sense. Okay, so you're in your 50s or 60s or 70s, and you've built up all this stuff. What stuff? Like I said, uric acid crystals, calcium hydroxyapatite crystals, calcium oxalate crystals, calcium phosphate crystals, all sorts of cholesterol plaques in the biliary system, all sorts of plugs in the pores of the skin, kidney sand, which are not big crystals, they're little crystals, biliary sand, all sorts of mucus plaques, plugs, hiding in little spaces and parts of your large intestine. That's what I'm talking about. And though they are being formed faster than they're being excreted. So you have to look at a strategy. You have to consider, how am I, over the next year, from the beginning of fall to the beginning of fall, going to, aside from the holidays where you'll plaque up most likely, aside from that, how am I going to create a strategy? I have a simple approach for you, but it's a deep approach, simple but deep. Those are the things that work. Things that work are simple, but they go deep. Here's the deep part of the detox strategy. Make sure you do it in a way where you know your body's detoxed. There has to be a measurement that you can ascertain or discern from the time, money, and energy you spend on a detox that tells you you actually detoxed. Now, if you don't have that going for you, if you don't have a way to measure, you're going to be in trouble because you're not going to really know if you did anything. Okay, here's another point, a point to be respected. Just because you do yourself a liver flush or a colon cleanse or a kidney detox or a fat flush or a cardiovascular detox or some sort of lymphatic detox or some sort of work through the skin, just because you go through the motions doesn't mean you got the results. Now, this is where it gets deep. Not complicated. This is where it gets deep. If you've decided that you just do it, don't decide that. Because just doing it can get you absolutely nowhere. You have to do more than do it. You have to experience the result. That's not a little statement. That's a big statement. I'll give you an example. The infamous coffee enema, which if you Google up, I had someone do this just a few weeks ago and informed me that they could die from a coffee enema. Well, you know, over the years, these coffee enemas, yes, I've seen people do them and get very lightheaded. That's happened maybe two or three times over 20 years, but it did happen. And I think one woman almost passed out. Now, had she passed out and hurt herself, well, we would say a coffee enema can be dangerous. So in a sense, anything can be dangerous. And if you take that anything can be dangerous and you post it on the internet, which just about anybody can do, and if you've got an institution behind you that might have a vested interest against it, then of course coffee enemas can be at the top of the YouTube or top of the internet chart or the Google search as death-defyingly dangerous. But the truth is, one out of hundreds and thousands are going to run into a problem with a coffee enema. When you do a coffee enema, rather than just go through the motions of the coffee enema, you have to see bile. How many people do coffee enemas but don't see bile? How many people do coffee enemas but don't know what bile is? I can tell you there are hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds. They line the walls at the clinics throughout the world. The Gerson Clinic. All of the clinics. You'll speak to the majority of people doing these enemas, and none of them will have a sense, or few of them will have a sense, of whether or not they're getting the result or the measurement from the event. And this is my point. So the concept, hopefully you're understanding, the concept here regarding detoxes is you have to get the result. That sounds like, how could it be any other way? Most detoxes are done with no recognition of the result. Coffee enema means bile. Well, if you're doing the olive oil flushes, you have to understand the grades of result. If you're doing the olive oil flushes for the liver and gallbladder, you can get anything from the big balls, which are not gallstones, to just clear yellow-green liquid, which means you're emulsifying almost completely all the olive oil with a very efficient flow of bile. And I've discussed this in past shows on liver and gallbladder flushes, so I'm not going to get into it. But the point is, when you're doing a detox, you have to be very on top of result. Without that, you don't really know what you're doing. Well, we certainly look to protect ourselves. I watch people go very incredulously into these cleanses, meaning they're looking for the first sign of an alarm because they read something on the internet of the dangers. And so anything that you get a little nauseous, you get a little shaky, you get a little heart palpitation, you get a little blurry in the head, the eyes, and an alarm goes off that says, danger, danger. Well, do it the same way, but do it on the good side of it. For instance, you'll ask people, well, you did that coffee enema. How did it make you feel? And they'll go, okay. This is my point. Somebody that does a coffee enema that says, okay, somebody that does a liver gallbladder flush that says, okay, is not listening to their body. And that's the first problem. Because when you listen to your body and you listen to the endorphin rush from a detox, in any one of these bunches we'll discuss today, the endorphin response intensifies the physiological result. Now, there's a pearl. There's Earl the pearl. There's a pearl for you. If you listen to your body and you get a response, and that response has pleasure, opiate, endorphin, enkephalin, pleasure associated with it, it magnifies the physiological response. If releasing bile feels good, you release more bile. If releasing bile makes you feel lighter, makes your joints feel better, if releasing bile gives you more energy, if releasing bile allows you to stretch out your tendons, then you'll release more bile.